We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Yud Maseches Irvin. The next two Mishnayos have to deal similarly with the halachos that we began last time, and that is the halachos as they pertain to a door on Shabbos, but specifically locking this door on Shabbos. Are we allowed to lock the door? Now, again, most of the doors that we're talking about are not like the doors that we have in our homes, again, for the most part. And what I mean by that is you don't just like take a key and just like open it up, but rather we're speaking about a bolt lock, and this is specifically like a bolt lock that, you know, most of us have seen like those movies with in the medieval times, they have the castle and they put in that big plank of wood as like a bolt. So similar to that, I think, is the basic imagery that we're talking about over here. So let's see what the Mishnah say. Neger sheish barosho glustra. So let's say you have a door bolt that has a round knob on its end. So you say, who cares? Well, if you have a door bolt that has a round knob on its end, that can make it very good to do something like pounding spices or something like that. So if that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's usher to use this as a bolt. Why? So this Mishnah truthfully requires a bit of an understanding of the basic halachos of a bolt. We're sort of thrown into it, so let's just quickly review them now. I apologize for not doing that before we began the Mishnah. So the halachos of a bolt as they apply on Shabbos are as follows. So when you have a bolt that is separate from the house and you sort of just can plug it in or unplug it in, and when it's not plugged in, it's resting on the ground. So if you plug it in into the door on Shabbos, that would be a prohibition if it's just a regular bolt, because it's like you're doing bona on Shabbos, or it is bona on Shabbos because you're adding something new to the structure. Let's say it's like a cleat, you take a fork and you put it in the hole where the bolt should go, so that's not going to be a problem because it's clear that this is not a permanent, it's clear that this is not meant to be an addition to the structure, therefore that's not going to be an issue. But the case that we're dealing with in our Mishnah is specifically a bolt that can also be used as a kli. And in our situation, kind of kli, well, it has like some sort of a round top at the end of it, which makes it good for pounding spices. So again, let's begin one more time. Neger sheish barosho glustra. If you have a door bolt that has a round knob on its end, so that means it could be used to pound spices. Rabbi Eliezer says that no, you still can't use this bolt, even though it can be used as a kli. One can't put it into this hole in the house where the bolt is supposed to go, because it looks like he's making in addition to the house, and therefore it's going to be an isser of bona. Rabbi Yossi Matzir, but Rabbi Yossi says no, this is permissible to do. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's a kli, and so if this is a kli, everyone understands that this is not going to look like buildings. Therefore, it's going to be permissible. I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. Now, both of these tanaim are going to bring a proof with the exact same story that they're going to report in two different ways. So I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says Masa bechneses shebetiveria shahiyu nohagin bo beheter. So there was a bolt with a knob on its end in a shul in Tveria, and the people there would treat this bolt that, again, could be used to pound spices. They treated it as mutter, that it was like permissible to use, and they would use it on Shabbos to lock the door. Until Rabban Gamliel came with the elders, and they said, no, this is usher to do. You can't use a bolt like this on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? I have the exact opposite story. So Rabbi Yossi says, Isor Nahaguva, these people would actually treat it as usher. They wouldn't use it to lock the door on Shabbos, but Ba Rabban Gamliel, the Hazakin and Hatir Lahan, but Rabban Gamliel came with the elders and said, no, this is permissible to be used on Shabbos. The exact opposite story. So who's right? It's a machlokas tanaim, and they seem to have a machlokas in terms of what the actual story was in this situation with Rabban Gamliel and the elders. Okay, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So Mishnah Yud Aleph is interesting because it seems like this Mishnah probably should have been taught beforehand, at least from a basic understanding. But okay, nonetheless, let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Neger hanigrar. So if you have a plain bolt, which again, just a regular bolt that doesn't have this round knob, it's just a regular bolt, but the understanding is that it's going to be tied to a door with a rope, and the rope is probably long enough that the bolt is dragging on the ground. So when it's not being used, so it's attached to the building, it's part of the building, so if you put it in, it's not really adding something new, but it certainly looks like it because it's hanging on the ground. So what do you do with such a bolt? No alim bo. Noal and Boba Mikdash, so you can use it to lock the door in the base of Mikdash. Aval Lov Amadina, but you can't use it in the rest of the country. Anywhere outside of the base of Mikdash, you can't use it, because since it drags in the ground, not everyone's going to realize that it is already attached to the door, and therefore people are going to think that it's going to look like you're adding something new to the structure. So we say, since this is going to be a rabbinic issue, it's going to be a derabanan. So the derabanan does not apply to the base of Mikdash, but it applies everywhere else. But v'hamunach kan v'kan asur. But if the bolt is not tied to the door at all, but it just rests on the ground, the regular halacha of a bolt, since it's going to be prohibited to be used both in the Beis HaMikdash and in anywhere else outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because that's actually an issue of bona midaraisa. Okay, what about the next opinion? So Rabbi Yehuda says hamunach mutar b'mikdash, unbelievable. If the bolt is just resting on the ground and it's not tied to the door, it's only usher midarabanan, and so it's going to be permissible to use it in the Beis HaMikdash to lock up the door, but nowhere else. V'hanigrar b'medina, and if it drags in the ground, meaning it's tied to the door, but at least a part, if not all, of the whole thing is touching the ground, it's going to be permissible not just in the Beis HaMikdash, but even in the rest of the country as well, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash will be permissible as well if it's tied to the door. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Beis, but for now, we'll stop right here.